I'm Miss Terry from the Washoe County Library System, and this is On the Kids Shelf. Sophie is content with her quiet days. Routine is what makes her prefer it that way. One day, a strangeness envelops her senses. A project of major proportions commences. Outside her window and over the street, a studio's opening for dancing feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. What's all this? Bodies are whirling and twirling in pairs. Music, smiles, and costumes. Such flair. Sophie is curious, oddly inspired. She looks in her closet and everything's tired. A mission that sends her to spiff up her style has given her face a new reason to smile. Friendship will bloom as her confidence heightens. Sophie the mouse has forgotten to be frightened. Normally, staying inside all alone gives her the greatest comfort. Taking a peek through her curtains today, she might, perhaps maybe, see a different way. In the book Sophie and Lou by Petra Mathers, published by HarperCollins, we discover that it sometimes takes a bit of encouragement for us to leave our comfort zone and try something new. Social anxiety can cause kids to be fearful to fail or make mistakes. A bigger consequence is that it prevents children from trying new things or taking risks.
Here's an activity that may help children work on overcoming social anxiety. Help to create a worry box where they can put their worries so they don't have to carry them around. Find a small box or container and have them personalize it using decorative materials such as stickers, markers, paint, or a photo collage. Encourage them to express their fears by writing them down and enclosing them in the box. If they need to return to the box at any time, the worry will be there.
Here is a literacy tip for caregivers. The 3-3-3 rule is a mindfulness technique that's simple enough for young children. It asks them to name three things they can see, identify three sounds they can hear, and move three different parts of their bodies. It's an enjoyable activity that distracts children from their worries and refocuses them on the present. Learn more about supporting early literacy at home, washoecountylibrary.us. Happy reading!